record. We can use this.
Yeah.
So, we need to do, I want it to be as easy as possible to view these videos, these movies. So the other one I was thinking was The Proposal.
Okay. I've seen that one too. So that helps.
That one. Yeah. Do you have Prime?
I do.
Oh, great. Okay. Most of these are on Prime. So
Prime has a pretty good selection of
huge selection.
Like, I think it's got one of the bigger ones out of,
especially rom-coms.
Well, looks like Prime needs to sponsor us now.
Yeah,
anyways.
Amazon,
even with their zero views.
Yeah, give us those give us those Amazon dollars. We know you have a lot. So
Audible sponsors everything.
Audible does this is sponsored by Audible. The book I would like to suggest is The Train That Could.
The Train That Could.
That's that children book, right?
Oh yeah, it's a
The Little Train That
And then wasn't that what Thomas the Train was all based off of, was that book?
Yeah, it was Thomas the was it?
I don't know.
It's about the same time.
Yeah, that's what I know the book you're talking about though. I've never seen Thomas the Train. I just thought he was that little engine that could.
Wow, you're blowing my mind right now. I thought they were two different entities, but you could be right.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a long time. That's my childhood right there.
I feel like the echo is messing with my speech a little bit when both the headphones were covering my ear. Like, I felt like I was talking slower because I'm, like, hearing a very slight delay, like, but enough to, like, make me think about what I was saying. Anyways, okay, so The Proposal, What Women Want, or Hitch are all... Oh, Hitch wasn't on Prime.
Okay.
But my wife owns a copy of it.
Okay, cool.
So we can share it. You have not seen What Women Want. You have seen Hitch. You have seen The Proposal.
Yeah.
I'll let you choose. I've seen all three. I don't care. So I'll tell you, like, I'll tell you the advantages of all of them. The Proposal has Deadpool in it.
Ryan Reynolds. Mr. Sexy.
This is going to happen a lot in this podcast, I feel like. I know people's names, but I won't say them. Okay,
you don't have to be prepared and bringing people's names up for whatever movies we're watching.
Well, we have our phones. We can just search it real quick.
That's true. How's your service out here?
Oh, great.
Because you have Verizon, right?
Yeah, I have Verizon. I have great service. So, Ryan Reynolds is in The Proposal, and Detective Pikachu's coming out.
Oh.
But
SEO.
Yeah, that's if we're gonna release the movie or this podcast soon. So that
when does Detective Pikachu come out?
Next weekend.
Okay.
So that could bring in the zeitgeist and kind of clicks. I'm hoping. Yeah. So that brings a Hitch. Might be a little bit better for our time frame because Aladdin comes out.
Oh yeah,
and he's in that. Will Smith is, and so I think Aladdin comes out mid May. End May, somewhere in there. We can look it up. But Aladdin will kind of also go with that. With What Women Want, has Mel Gibson in it, and, you know, whatever. But it's one of the top grossing.
That's a good idea. I mean, I get, like, at least for the... Because we're doing one an episode, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you could always do that in episode 3 or 4.
Yeah, we're going to make a list. One I want to do is like Crazy Rich Asians, I think would be a good idea.
Question. I'm just kind of, because
rom-com, does that mean they, that's
not, I don't know if that's going to do anything, but.
Maybe it will.
Do rom-coms like technically have to have happy endings?
No. Have you seen 500 Days of Summer?
Yeah, that's exactly, like, literally, you just read my mind.
This is what's going to happen while we watch the movie, right? Like, we'll have this conversation. I feel like I want 500 Days of Summer to be one
that I love, recently. I think that's my favorite rom-com.
Oh, it's great.
There's a one that it got compared to 500 Days of Summer, like the modern, I hate to use word, because 500 Days of Summer is a pretty recent film.
Right.
But it had the, what's
it's
the comedian?
It's almost 10 years old now.
Oh, is it?
It has to be.
I guess we were in high school.
Yeah, it was 2009 or 2010.
Okay, that makes sense. I cannot think of the comedian.
You know, let's just start the podcast.
Okay.
Should we try it?
May not.
And then, because this conversation's great, I feel like it would be great content. So, okay, I'm Austin Muggleston. I'm going to be your host of this beautiful thing we are creating. We are the Rom-Com Dudes. This is Carlton Peterson.
How's it going?
He's my co-host, living the dream, and he's producing this whole thing like a boss.
Yeah, yeah.
So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be watching rom-coms because we're two guys who like a love story. Right, Carlton?
We are, and I think we can get away with saying what we want because we're married now. Like, yep. For some reason, single dudes feel weird talking about rom-coms, but like we can kind of just be open. Like, I can talk about if Ryan Reynolds is attractive, and people aren't going to question me.
We can talk about Ryan Reynolds' attractiveness, which might be a little teaser. You know what I mean?
Teaser.
So we could talk about Ryan Reynolds' attractiveness. We could talk about, like, if it's realistic.
That's true. That's because we have an interesting perspective on that.
Exactly. It's never going to be realistic, I feel like. Oh, yeah. So we'll talk about those things, and I just feel like there's just nothing out there for rom-coms. I feel like rom-coms are a dying subject. Like, what's the newest rom-com you can think of, Carlton?
Probably Crazy Rich Asians. Yeah. Isn't that the most recent one?
Crazians. That's my favorite fruit.
Now I'm...
Can I say that? We'll cut Crazians. That. We'll keep it.
Well,
everything.
I'm super curious. Like, I've actually never thought of that.
I don't want you to look it up because it is a question that I was thinking about.
Okay.
On my walk over here.
Okay.
Right? So, like, there's that... have you heard of The Big Sick? I'm sure you have. So let's talk about our backgrounds, right? The Big Sick.
That's a movie.
It's a movie.
I think that's
of
the movie I was actually thinking of. It's a recent one, right?
Yeah.
Who's the comedian that wrote it?
Kumail Nanjiani.
Yeah. That's the one I was thinking of. I've been really wanting to see.
So that's great. It's on Amazon Prime. That's going to be on our list.
Prime original, isn't it?
It's so good. Yes. Yeah. It's so good.
That's the one they like compared to 500 Days of Summer.
Yeah. That was another. We're gonna make a list of movies we're gonna see, but I just wanted to talk about how rom-com is dying, and the ones that come back are not traditional rom-coms, right? Do you, like when you think of What Women Want, what do you think of? Marketing wise, Carlton, what comes to mind?
Like I never. You never saw it, so.
So we should talk about our backgrounds. I keep bringing that up.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm into movies like crazy. I watch movies all the time. I've been into it since the beginning of time. And Carlton, what would you say? Where are you at?
I grew up in a household that that's what we did for fun a lot, just watching movies. My brother was super into like comic books and such. So I read a lot of comic books, and Star Wars was a staple in our household. So, like, movies, I know I'm not as, like, into movies as you are, and my brother always gives me a hard time, like, you've never seen this movie? Like, there's a ton of classic movies I've never seen.
Right.
So I'm definitely not, like, neck deep, but I'm doing video production in school, so I like the filmmaking process a lot.
Right. So that's, I feel like I'll be saying a lot of things that Carlton won't necessarily know what I'm talking about, which is totally fine.
Yeah.
But, so when I think of rom-coms, I think of 90s.
Yeah.
Right? Early 2000s. So there's, like, what Women Want. There's Something About Mary. Sex and the City, the movie. Sex and the City kind of came later. But,
Did the TV show or movie come first with that?
Oh, definitely a TV show.
Okay, that's what I thought.
HBO.
Because that's, Sarah Jessica Parker?
Yeah.
Is she done that? Okay.
Yeah, she's awesome. What did I see her in recently? Anyways, who cares?
Oddly, when I think of romantic comedies, I think of Matthew McConaughey. Like,
yeah.
The majority of rom-coms I see is Matthew McConaughey.
That's kind of the marketing you think of. Gold Diggers.
Gold Diggers.
Yeah.
There's the one I'm thinking of is Sarah Jessica Parker. Is that the one with Sarah Jessica Parker where he's like this old dude that still lives with his parents and she's like hired to...
Oh, no. That one's called... look that up. Well, I'll look it up. You keep talking about it.
Yeah, I just... because that one had a lot of like names, like Zooey Deschanel's in that one. I don't know if you knew that. The guy.
I think it has Jonah Hill in it.
It has my gosh. He's just big film direct. What did the one with Lady Gaga?
Oh, Fool's Gold was what I was thinking, but Failure to Launch.
Yeah, I think I've seen Fool's Gold as well too.
Yeah, that's the one right after.
Like a literal. Like treasure hunter.
Bradley Cooper. Yeah, he's in it. Well, there's another one that could be. No, I was gonna say that was a rom-com with Bradley Cooper. but, like, A Star Is Born is not funny. Have you seen A Star Is Born?
I haven't.
It is not funny. It's very sad.
It was like that, yeah.
It's a romantic movie, but it's a tragedy. I'd call it a rom-trag.
A rom-trag.
Oh, that's coined. We're going to coin that. So, what I was saying is, like, modern-day romantic comedies are not the same as they were. And that makes sense. Time changes. Things happen. Marketing changes. People change. It's fine. But I kind of want that old-fashioned romantic comedy come back. I saw Crazy Rich Asians recently, and I'm just like, this is enjoyable. This isn't something that should disappear. But I've noticed that romantic comedies that come back modern in the last 2 or 3 years, they disguise them as a straight-up comedy, or they disguise them as like an indie film. And you never see it as like a straight-up, oh, we spent $80 million to get Matthew McConaughey,
yeah,
so you can see his butt.
Yeah.
So I kind of miss that. And we have that romantic comedy. Well, we're filming this, or recording this way probably sooner than when you'll hear it. But there's that movie coming out called Long Shot with Seth Rogen and Charlize Theron.
Okay.
And that's being marketed as a straight up comedy.
Yeah, I mean, right? It's got Seth Rogen.
It's got Seth Rogen.
He's a writer in that, isn't he?
Yeah, he should be. He's the writer, and he probably directed it too.
Yeah.
I don't know if he did, but at least produced it.
Yeah.
And you just don't see people market it as a love story anymore. And so that's kind of what inspired me to create this and then to ask Carlton to help me produce it and to host it. And so we're gonna review a movie each week, talk about it, say what we like about it, things that we don't like about it, and we're not gonna be talking about Avengers or Marvel movies.
Because everyone else does.
Everyone. But we'll put that so that we get clicks.
Clicks?
Search optimization. Okay, so a couple things also I wanted to talk about is there's a huge pause here. I'm so sorry.
Fortunately, you probably won't hear it.
Yes.
Thanks to editing.
We'll cut that or leave it. I don't care. We need to edit it as little as possible, probably.
I agree.
The less work, the better. Okay, so how we're going to put this out is we're just going to put it on every main thing you can listen to.
Wherever you listen to podcasts,
yes.
We're going to be there.
Apple, Google, YouTube, other ones.
Stitcher, that's another one.
Stitcher, yes. Stitcher Premium. They're trying to be the Netflix of...
Are they doing that too?
Yeah.
There's like two other companies that are trying to be the Netflix of podcasts.
It's stupid because yes. Podcasts are free.
And people are okay with advertisements and podcasts. Yeah. It's just how they work.
I'm going to set up a Patreon.
Nice.
Yeah. That'll be getting things going. We're going to be on social media. So follow us on Twitter. We are, I believe we're the rom-com dudes.
Probably should follow us.
On Twitter. Let me find out for sure. Because I just set this up. Oh, man. I don't even know how to switch it.
You're just doing Twitter?
Oh, add existing. No, we're doing, we'll do Instagram too. I don't know if I'm going to do Facebook. We'll see. We'll see about Facebook.
Facebook's overrated. Kind
of. Yeah, I mean,
it's good
people,
advertising.
There's a lot of people on it, and that's kind of why I want to be on it.
And if you want to get any advantages with Instagram, you have to have it linked to a Facebook page. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not know that.
To set up like the Instagram business page to get like advertising and analytics.
Well, we can set it up and then.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to do anything with it. You just have to have it linked.
Man, I'll have to figure out what Twitter is. We're on those things. Next week's episode, we can talk about.
And probably when you're just hearing us set this up, it will be going when you hear this episode.
So. You might not ever hear this episode. Everyone's bored right now. They're like, what are these guys bringing to the table? They got nothing.
Yeah.
So we're going to be on all the meads, is what I like to call them. And then
the meads. That's a good one.
And then I want guests. Either we're going to figure out how to, like, Skype them in or bring them inside our garage. Any of those things. And maybe you could help me with that, Carlton. Like, we can figure out some guests. Like,
what do you think for guests?
We didn't even talk about this, so this is great. So I don't mind a third person. I think three people bring in a good conversation.
So just, like, kind of just anyone?
Anyone. Who would do it? Anyone who loves rom-coms doesn't even have to be a dude.
Yeah. Because we could bring in our wives, maybe.
Sure. And our wives will end up probably watching these movies with us, and all four of us could talk if they want to. My wife's not really into that, but your wife is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she could totally come on. I'm sure.
Question, are you going to make me watch Twilight? Is that considered rom-com?
No, it's not funny.
Oh, it's not funny.
I mean, it's funny, but in an ironic way.
That's true.
That's a question I've been thinking too, is how far we should go with the rom-com. That we got to remember the comedic. Yeah. But there's probably some romantic movies out there that aren't very funny, but they have comedic moments, and they're really popular. But yeah, we're going to make a list, and we'll put it together. And yeah, we'll get it. So we're going to tease our first episode. I think it's time. What do you think?
I think so.
Which one did we decide? Oh, yeah, Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
I bet that gave it away.
Yeah.
Straight up. Each episode, we're going to talk about, like, how well it did at the box office, I feel like. Who directed it, who produced it.
Yeah.
Like, kind of fun facts or whatever. But mostly we're going to talk about the movie and what things stood out to us and what didn't. But
yeah. And if you're actually listening to this, I mean, if you have, like, if you're a fan of rom-coms and you want to know something about a rom-com, let us know.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say that. Go ahead and suggest, movies to us. Suggest anything, because we are very new at this, but we want to be so, so good.
Yeah. We just simply want to talk about romantic comedies, and we'll go any direction after that.
Any direction.
Any direction.
We're raising our eyebrows right now. You can't see, but it's sensual.
I think it could be an interesting conversation as well, because obviously rom-coms are pretty focused in on movies, but I was kind of thinking about it, because there's obviously been a decline of it, hence why we're starting this, but you could look to see where are people getting that entertainment. A lot of it is probably TV.
Yeah, I think TV is kind of taking up that romantic comedy, because they can stretch it out a lot more.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what's a recent? I was thinking of examples like Parks and Rec, The Office. They have romantic moments in them, but they're straight up comedies. Yeah. But they have these moments that make it feel like, oh, I'm getting my fill of romance.
And I think that's why that could. I mean, there's obviously probably lots of reasons why there has been somewhat of a decline.
Yeah, it could be. That's a good point. I didn't think about that. That really could be the reason why.
And maybe we're cool enough, maybe people like us enough that we can just produce romantic comedies.
Wow.
Stepping ahead a little bit.
Well, it'll be so bad. Maybe.
I don't know. As long as I'm not writing it. I'm a terrible writer.
Well, they all probably have the same format, and we'll probably see. They're all cookie cutters.
Oh, yeah.
We'll probably end up seeing that. We should do, like, a McConaissance. I mean, this is just spitballing, but we should do, like, oh, what's all the Matthew McConaughey romance comedy? So
it'd be interesting to see who is the most, who's done the most rom-coms. Like, what actor or actress is contributing most romantic comedies? Because, like, Matthew McConaughey is just one I think of, especially just like the early 2000s era of romantic comedies.
Sure.
Seems like he was in all of them.
I feel like George Clooney is probably
did a bunch too, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've...
He's just a good-looking guy.
Yeah. That's just kind of the rule. Are they hot? A decent actor?
Yeah. So we're going to talk about all of these. Maybe we'll do, like, mini-series where we'll just talk about one actor doing a bunch of, like, romantic comedies at one moment, like Matthew McConaughey. We'll see. We're figuring it out.
Yeah.
But, so we said The Proposal.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. give us ideas of who you'd like as a guest, and we can always like DM them on Twitter or something, and or just let us know. Never like tag. Well, you can tag us and things, and it might be embarrassing, but who cares?
Yeah, whatever.
We're just trying to get our name out, and we want to be as cool as everyone else in the podcast world.
Yeah, totally.
So for sure.
Just so you're aware, this right here, I don't know why there's a one for the hour, but this is where we're at minutes-wise. So we've been speaking for 20 minutes.
Oh.
Just so you're
aware. That's kind of where I was hoping.
Yeah.
20 to 40. The 1 hour is we started recording before.
What?
Didn't we? We've been talking longer than 20 minutes. It's almost 11, isn't it? Oh, it's only 10:04.
Yeah.
So, we've been talking, I swear, longer.
You got here at 9, though.
Yeah.
And then I had to grab all my stuff.
You're totally right. By the time we set up. That was a short episode.
And we were talking for a while beforehand, before I messed around and just push record sooner.
This is going to be a trailer. This is going to actually only be 5 minutes long. I'm embarrassed now. I swear we started at like 9:20. I thought we were at least talking for 40 minutes. But either way, it's fine. Who
That's
cares?
The first episode.
It's the first episode. We can figure it out. So that's what we're doing. And if you want to advertise with us, we're always accepting money. I'm going to have merchandise.
Okay.
We're going to I'm creating the website now. We're going to have merchandise. We're going to have a Patreon. We're going to have social meds. We're going to have content.
All the content.
All the content.
We might try this out in video format. We decided not to this time. We might
record
ourselves.
Yeah, well, we kind of said, we kind of mentioned earlier, well, we're going to be on YouTube, but that could be both forms, but we were hoping it'll be video so that you can see when we raise our eyebrows, when we lift our papers up, and you hear it in your headphones.
Or you can see what our guest looks like.
Oh, yeah. Unless they're super famous, you already know what they look alike.
Yeah. Super famous.
What if it's Brad Pitt?
That'd be dope. Has he been I'm trying to think, has he ever been to rom-com?
Oh, I'm sure he has.
I think he should be.
What rom-com has Brad Pitt been in? Seven.
That's not wrong.
Fight Club. Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah,
they're married. Is it romantic?
Is it? Yeah, I mean, is it a comedy? I mean,
it's kind of funny. I want
to. I remember enjoying it.
It was World War Z. The Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
That? No, that's not a comedy.
Super sad.
Yeah, that's it.
It was The Mexican. Ocean's 11. There's no love in it, though.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
It doesn't exist.
Not Moneyball.
But let us know if you know if Brad Pitt was in a romantic comedy. We'll cover it. You Burn After Reading, but he doesn't fall in love with anyone. I don't even know if there's like any love. Oh, there's love in it, but
I don't think it's
romance.
It's in my to watch list. It's on Netflix or something. I know
what is
Burn After Reading.
Oh, I love that movie. Brad Pitt's amazing in it. He like. Here's a spoiler for a 20-year-old movie, but he dies, and the moment he dies is one of the best moments in movie history because Brad Pitt is the super energetic.
Did you just say 20-year-old movie? It came out in 2008.
I said 11.
Oh, I thought you said 20.
Just listen back. You're our producer.
Yeah.
You'll hear it. I'm totally lying. I said 20 years. He is like he's a personal trainer, so he has all this energy, and he's hiding from a guy, and the guy opens the dresser, and he's like, "Well, hey!" And then he's shot right in the face. It's amazing. It's so funny because they play it comedic. I think this is the end. What do you think, Carlton?
Feels like the end to me.
We've
covered everything we wanted to cover and extra.
Just to also don't forget to subscribe, download, give us 5 stars. leave us a review. We'll read reviews.
Yeah.
Oh, also...
Only if they're positive, though.
We'll read negative ones. I don't care. I don't freaking care. I'm not scared. I'm going to set up an email, too, so you guys can email us letters.
Yeah. But whatever is easiest for... I mean, if you want to tweet us, if you want to...
Yeah.
If you want to Instagram us.
I keep touching the mic with my, like, chin, and you're probably hearing it. Sorry, listeners. We'll set up an email, though. If you send us a letter or something, we'll read it. We want this interactive, and we'll be interactive on the Meads, and we'll be interactive on the other things.
The other things?
Mostly just the Meads. So, yeah, for sure.
Maybe. I don't know, depending on where you're listening from. We're based in we're near a little college town. Maybe we could do, like, events or something. That'd be cool.
Well, I was thinking we could do a live show, but people hate live shows, I've learned.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I really wanted to do one. We can talk about this off mic.
Okay.
But I really want to do a live show, and I'll probably end up doing one because I've always wanted to do one. But I...
Would you do, like a Twitch stream?
No, we'll just do it in front of a live audience.
Live audience.
We could go to the basement.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, I could talk to Tanner. Wait. Yeah,
okay.
I shouldn't drop last names, but...
It's true.
Who cares? He'll be on this show. I'll love Tanner.
Do you have a class with him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're college students. I'm graduating soon. So, yeah, I'll talk to him, and then I was thinking, like, we could do a live show if he'll let us. If not, then whatever. And then... I've never done a live show. I don't know if you have. Like, if we could record.
Not that kind of thing.
We could probably do the same way. Just use the mics. That's probably what. Well, these are inputs. But you could probably put an output to.
Oh yeah.
And then we could then record it through this and output it.
That'd be interesting.
We'll talk about it. But I was saying on. I was on Reddit and they were talking about. They said, the post said. Whenever I see a live podcast, I know I don't have to listen to that one this week.
Interesting.
I actually like live podcasts. It brings an energy to the hosts.
Yeah.
And
I mean, because if they have an audience, that'd be...
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be bad at it, maybe.
But
I don't know.
Usually,
maybe it's a little more preparation. I wouldn't be too nervous, but...
Usually the sound quality's lower. And that's bugs people, I think. I don't know. Tell us why you hate live shows.
Interesting.
I don't, but...
I wonder if people just don't take the time to... Because it's kind of not the most easy setup.
No. Well, one podcast I listen to, he only does live shows. So maybe that's why it doesn't bug me.
Yeah.
But I know, like, some things that do bug me is sometimes it's hard to hear the host or the guests, and it's sometimes hard to hear the whole thing, or sometimes you hear the audience way louder than you should, and... But they put audience mics out so that they can hear the interaction, too.
Okay.
Well, they put them on, like, the edge of the stage.
Yeah, that makes sense. You could just... I mean, I got like, 8 inputs.
Yeah, I did... I went to one, to a live show, and it was pretty interesting to see them
set it up. Interesting.
But, yeah, I would love to do a live show. Oh, is it louder down here? I think it is. I just love hearing my voice.
That way is that's the real reason for the podcast. Austin just wants to listen to himself talk.
Listen, if you're starting a podcast, it's because you want to hear yourself talk.
There's definitely truth in that.
There's 100% truth. But I wanted to say Carlton is way into music, so he'll end up talking about the soundtrack.
Oh yeah,
I'm sure
100%.
And everything music in the movie. The orchestral settings, he'll do more research on that.
Yeah, it'll be interesting because rom-coms don't tend to have a lot of score. It's usually just more of a soundtrack selection.
Yeah, the score they do have is when they score with each other.
Should do sound effects.
I was saying that, like, I should bring my iPad and get the soundboard out.
Oh, that to like live sound effects. Oh, yeah, that'd be fun.
But we'll I say but a lot.
But
I need to stop. I can already hear the 3 listeners that we have. I'm messing with my mic right now. I'm so sorry. Anyways, Are you going to edit this? I can't edit audio. I'm terrible at it.
Yeah.
Okay. I can edit video.
What I'll probably do is I'll get the sound where it sounds will be like good for podcast. Send it over to you. And if there's anything you want, like, we probably shouldn't have this in there.
As little editing as possible.
Yeah.
The first one's going to have a lot more, I feel like, than the next ones. Because I think this one is just to show what we're doing, you know, for the what we're doing for the weeks coming. Yeah,
and
the years.
A little more format.
Yeah, and so to talk about our format. And so the next episodes, we know when we'll end and we'll know how long they'll be. Are we echoing more now? I got closer to the mic and it's definitely louder.
I'm not noticing a difference.
Yeah, we've learned that my mic's a little bit more echoey-er. What's the word for that?
Sounds right to me, echoey-er.
Echoey-er. Hot means like...
More hot, yeah. Yeah.
Is that what that
hot.
Means?
Yeah.
When it or when it echoes?
It's more hot is just how... So your gain knobs, if it's automatically... Just how loud it is, really. Like how much.
Oh,
I think that, and that could be what's causing some of the.
Oh, yeah. Noise. Like make the mic hotter means turn it up.
Yep.
What does it mean to turn it down? Cold?
Sure. I don't know. I've never heard anyone say it the other way. I've just said it's more hot.
Make the mic cold. Ice cold. Morgan Freeman. This sounds so cool.
Is Morgan Freeman ever been in a romantic comedy?
Driving Miss Daisy.
Is that a romantic comedy?
Driving Miss Daisy?
I just know Hans Zimmer does a score.
I've actually never seen it.
Yeah. And I just know Be Kind Rewind does her. Have you seen Be Kind Rewind?
Yeah.
Jack Black and
Mos Def. Long time ago.
Yeah.
Mos Def, Jack Black. Yeah.
They do one of the films they do is Driving Miss Daisy, and that's like the most I know of that movie.
Yeah. I feel like I almost watched Driving Miss Daisy, and then I learned that it looked boring. The older I get, the less I care how should I say this? I get pickier because time's short.
Yeah, no, it makes sense.
So, all right.
Cool.
That's it.
We're going to have like a...
Signing off. We'll have a
beginning and ending type thing.
We'll have an end. Well, you're going to have a theme.
Oh, yeah.
The introduction theme's coming, and then we'll have an end theme, maybe. I don't know. Not every podcast has an end theme. Usually they'll like do an advertisement at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll do one right now.
Arrowhead
water. 100% mountain spring water. Buy some. That's the call to action. Watch me drink it if it was a video.
Established.
You can hear what?
Established in 1894 in the Golden State.
You can hear me drink it.
Some ASMR.
ASMR.
I don't like ASMR. Do you like ASMR? I saw an ad. Someone did ASMR for their advertising.
It was
remember.
A Super Bowl commercial.
Was it? I don't know. I just saw it on YouTube.
Yeah, it was a beer commercial, I think.
It was.
Yeah, it was
I think
Super
they just
Bowl.
Repurposed it for YouTube.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, they did it for Super Bowl.
Why is that popular? I don't understand.
No one knows. I think it's like a fetish.
Wait, really?
I think so because it's very sexual sounding.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Yeah.
I don't know what they do. That's gross mouth sounds. But it's always a woman.
That's true. At least the more popular ones.
Yeah. It's definitely a fetish thing.
I didn't even think about that. That's weird.
Yeah.
Cool. The end.